substance. I can't. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You possessed my reins. You've covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I'm what? Fearfully and what? Wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows right well. So we're fearfully and wonderfully made. God made us, and we're made in His image and His likeness. And so God wants to communicate with us. Let's talk about it. Usual. Before we get too far away, God created us in His image and in His likeness. God said, let us make man in our what? I personally believe, when you see things like this, and God said, let what? Say us. One more time. One more time. That's in Genesis, the first chapter in the Bible. God said, let us make man in our image. I personally believe that's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's our first evidence of a triune God, which I certainly don't understand. But God's God, I'm not. But He says, let us. Who's us? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Let us make man. Wow. In our what? Wow. You're made in the image of God. That's incredible. After our likeness. And let them have what? You ever wonder why you have dominion? Why you're above creation? Because God put you there. Yeah, but I don't believe in God. There is no God. Are you crazy? You're made in His image and His likeness. He says, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, over everything that creeps upon the earth. So God did what? Created man in His own what? Image. In the image of God, He what? Created He him. Male and what? Female created He. So you're created in the image of God. You know, you're made in His likeness. And the Lord God formed man of the what? Dust of the ground. And breathed into his nostrils and the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So we're seeing that we've been made in the image of God. We've been made in the likeness of God. And the message today is usual. We're just still going down a little path here, laying a little groundwork with some scripture. God communicated with man. And I guess that's what this series is all about. Does God communicate with us in other ways? Does He communicate with us in dreams? Does He speak to us in our heart, in that still small place in our heart? Can God communicate in other ways other than His Word? But I tell you what, don't you ever get past that Word too much, I'm telling you. You'll see why in this little series. I think it's all about the Word. Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. So God's talking to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. So God is communicating with man. And they heard the voice of who? Of the Lord God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord did what? He called unto who? Adam. And said unto him, where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was what? So I heard your what? Voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. So God communicated with man. We can see that from the very beginning of the scriptures, that God is wanting to talk to His creation. Are you hearing me today or not? You're listening to me, okay? So God wants to communicate with us. Because of sin, though, man is what? Man is separated from God. Man became separated from God. Romans 5:12. Wherefore is by one man sin, that's Adam, sin entered into our world. And what happened? Death by what? I did a funeral yesterday. And I told the folks, not to be unkind, but the sweet lady that we laid to rest yesterday, she was not perfect. Because if she had been, she wouldn't have died. All have sinned. You meet a perfect person sometime, or they think they're perfect, you just keep looking. If you live long enough, they're going to die, and you go, I knew they won't. Listen, it's appointed a man wants to die because of our sin. Sin's entered into the world. It separated us from God. Death by sin, and so death passed upon all who? For all have what? Sin. This is what the Bible teaches. As in Adam, all what? Die. Even so, though, wait a minute, in Christ shall all be made what? Alive. So, sin separated us. God created us. God's communicating. Wow. Sin separated man from God. But hallelujah, Christ has restored that relationship because of His death, burial, and resurrection. Nevertheless, we've been designed, even though we've sinned, and even though we are sinners, and even though we're going to die one day, would you say this with me? We have been what? To communicate with God. Now, come on, I know it's early. Let's do it again. We have been to what? You need to get that down one more time. We have been. Now, you have not been designed to be kooky. I think sometimes we've been designed to communicate with God, and in our desire to communicate with Him, sometimes we might do things that, you know, that aren't necessarily communicating with Him. And we're going to look at some of those in this series. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 12. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His what? For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man but the who? Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of who? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. God wants to communicate with me. He wants to communicate with you. That is the number one purpose for His Word. The number one purpose for the Bible. If you'd see it that way, God wants to talk to me.
Well, it's just a list of rules and do's and don'ts and this and that's, and so I don't like it and can't understand it.
I wish you'd quit looking at the Bible like that and look at it as God saying, hey, Gary, I'd like to get to know you a little bit. I'd like you to get to know me. I love you. I created you in my image and my likeness. I gave my Son for you. Man, I want to help you live the best life possible. I want to give you life to the full, man, to the max. I want to show you things that other people have never even seen, man. I want to talk to you. You're individual. You're unique. Would you communicate with me? Would you have a time with me every day? You know, just read the Word with me. Spend some time, God says, with me every day. Would you do that? I love you. Boy, I like that approach better than, you know,
got to read your Bible, man.
You understand? Say. Come on, praise the Lord. Yeah, come on. It's a good thing. Hey, and guys, I'm like you, especially sports guys. I think we're the worst. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to just brush you with that brush right there, fellows. But the bottom line is a lot of times we, and men in general, we do things. We're doers, and we put stuff together without reading instructions. We're just like that. That's who we are. You know, I'll fix it later. Okay? You know, we'll do it again. All right? But we're doing something. Get out of the way. That's how we are. But see, guys, if you sort of see that God wants to talk to you, okay? Man, God is masculine. God is strong. Man, He wants you to be a leader. He wants to bless your life. He's not trying to put you down. He's trying to build you up. He made you in His likeness, in His image. And just to communicate with Him, He wants to communicate with you. That's what that word's all about. So we were designed to communicate with God. We were also designed to do what? Fellowship with God. This was God's design. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation, everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, say it with me, the just shall what? Live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Keep looking. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are what? Say that with me again. For the invisible things of Him from the what? Creation of the world are clearly what? Being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that we're without what? Without excuse. I was outside yesterday at this service. We did a service, a memorial service by a beautiful piece of water down here by Lemon Bay. And wow. We just felt the Lord communicating with us just through His creation. And the peace that I saw Him give to that family yesterday, just because we're outside, the sun, the birds, the fish jumping, it was just beautiful. God wants to talk to us. God wants to communicate with us. I felt His presence there yesterday. I felt God fellowship with us yesterday. I was outside in His creation. It's kooky. That's not kooky, guys. Are you hearing me? Listen, just good stuff. God wants to fellowship with us. We got lots of scriptures. We'll talk about that. Communication and fellowship with God. Communication, fellowship with God. Say it with me. Is done by what? One more time. Communication and fellowship with God is done by faith. So let's keep just building the case this morning. But what saith it? We're talking about communicating with God. But what saith it? The word is nigh you. It's even in your what? Mouth. And it's in your what? Heart. That is the word of what? Faith, which we preach. Now this, back that up. This word of faith movement has gone crazy in the world. Did you hear me? Name it, claim it, blab it, have it, I said it, it'll happen. Send me the money, you're going to get the handkerchief. Word of faith. Listen, just because something says word of faith like that doesn't give carte blanche to be kooky. You understand? Or to drop your brain off. Okay? Listen. Come on. Listen. Yeah, the word's in your mouth, but there's been a lot of things in my mouth that want the word. You understand? Yes or no? Just because I say something's of the Lord doesn't mean it's of the Lord. I've had a lot of people come up to me and the Lord gave me a word for you. I'm all for a word. Give me a word. I want a word. A word of encouragement. But listen, to give me a word that immediately when it comes out of their mouth, I know it's not Bible. It doesn't line up with the Scriptures at all. I know I'm being ugly, but excuse me. Listen, God wants to communicate and fellowship with us, and it's done by faith. But that doesn't just give us carte blanche again to just do anything, say anything, and put, oh, Jesus said it on it. Y'all hear me or not? All right, here we go. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, amen, and believe in your heart, what? That God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's the word that's in your mouth. That's the word that's in your heart. That's the word that's right there in your mouth, in your heart, to believe on Jesus Christ, to put your faith in Him. You're made in His image. You're made in His likeness. God has designed you to communicate with Him. You've been separated from sin, but He has died on the cross. He's risen from the dead. You can be saved. That word is right there. It's you standing between you and God. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? That's the word of faith. That's the biggest word of faith you'll ever say, is I believe in you, Jesus. Did you hear me? Yes or no? But we want more. We want this. We want that. Man, I'm telling you what. The usual is what I want. I want to absolutely know Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord. I just never want to ever get away from that. You hearing me? Hope you are. So, faith is the what? So, we communicate with and fellowship with God. It's by faith. We saw that in Romans where we're that word of faith. But that word of faith, the most important word of faith is putting your faith in Jesus Christ, believing His Word that He died on the cross, rose from the dead, confessing Him. Still walking, just some scriptures. Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Through faith we understand that the worlds were what? Framed by the Word of God. I'm going to stop right there. How do I know that the heavens and the earth were made by God? His what? Did you hear me or not? Well, I just thought of it one day. Well, you ought to think of it. Even those who don't have the Word can see creation and ought to know that something bigger than them did it. Amen. And with technology, science is proving more and more. And I was at my eye doctor this week, and I talked to him, and he's a believer. He believes in divine, designer, divine design. Doesn't know about the Bible, doesn't know about this, but he believes. I said, you sure do, don't you, doc? I was a little cocky and arrogant with him. I said, because you can't even figure out the eyeball, can you? And he's looking at my eyes. He says, we know a lot. I said, yeah, but I mean, really, we don't even really know really all the science that's involved in it. He said, no, we really don't. I said, isn't it true that my eye is unique to me? There's a fingerprint in my eye that nobody else has. He said, that is true. He said, I can see some of my patients because they have a blood vessel or something. It's unique. It's curved. It's this. He said, everybody is unique. I said, you know, that's what the Bible says, Doc. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, he wasn't arguing with me, but the point is, man, you can really trust the Word. Amen? And when it says that He created everything, man, you ought to believe it. Tell you what, you're going to look like a fool one day. Can you imagine? Say,
seeing God one day and saying, man, I thought all this blew up as a big accident. He said, no, I made it. You're a fool. I'm sorry, guys. Come on. Instead, I guess what's the purpose of this message? I feel like I'm all over the place. Instead of trying to go after the kooky, would you try to just get down what is first? Say. You know, instead of trying to bypass getting saved, you'd rather fall down and flop like a chicken on the floor. How about we get you saved first? Can we do that? Say. Yeah, or I want to give a word of faith to people. How about we just get you saved first and get you where you're having a relationship with God? And He's communicating with you. Maybe you can find out what the perfect will of the Lord is in your life without having to follow somebody on TV. You hearing me? Okay. Come on. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of what? Things that do appear. See, things weren't made of things that appear. There was nothing. And God said, let there be light. Boom! And there was. You understand that? Faith. Where did we find out about that? In His Word. Well, that sounds crazy, Pastor. Well, I choose to believe God. Amen. I believe His Word. I haven't heard a better example yet of how creation happened. Have you? Say. Isn't it really funny? This complex universe, the complexities of man, and it wouldn't work with anything else. You couldn't blow anything else up and make it a complex thing. It would just be a blown up pile of mass. But we choose to believe, because we don't want to believe the Word of God, that couldn't have happened because there is no God. Well, there is a God, and it did happen that way. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? And here we are, thousands of years later, with people like me still proclaiming that message. Hey, God's still alive and well, baby. His message is still getting out there. Amen? Come on. So we're talking about faith, and we're talking about the Word. We're talking about all this stuff, laying the groundwork as we get into this subject over the next few weeks. Faith is an entire trust and confidence in God's character, in His Word, with an unreserved surrender to His will. Let's say that together, the whole thing. Faith is an entire trust and confidence in God's and His with an unreserved surrender to His will. That's what God wants you to have. He wants you to have faith and confidence that He's not a liar. That when you read something in His book, you can have confidence. And you can surrender to what He says do in His book. That's God's plan for your life. I'm just saying, why don't we stick with the usual, the things we know we should be doing before we get off into la-la land. Y'all hearing me or not? I know I'm probably ticking some of you off, but it's okay. I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to make the case. Faith comes by what? And reading and believing what? See, guys? Well, God told me. We're going to talk about that. Or I saw this and this happened. Well, not saying all that didn't happen or doesn't happen, but what I am saying, back that up. What I am saying is that if you want faith and you want God to communicate with you and you want God to talk to you, the best communication you're going to ever get from God is through His Word. Did you hear me? Through His Word. I know I'm beating that horse hard today. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the what? Flat out. Amen? So, without faith, we cannot please God. Without faith, we cannot please God. Without faith, we cannot please God. There is no communication with God. We silence God. There's no connection to God. If you don't have faith in God, you cannot communicate with God. He'll have nothing to do with it. Without faith, it's what? Say that word with me. It's what? One more time. Impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He what? And He's a rewarder of those that diligent. Look at that word again. Back it up. He's a rewarder of those that do what? Diligently seek Him. And you know, a lot of times that diligence is in the Scriptures. I did it this week.
on the subject we're going to study the next hour. I diligently was seeking the Lord. And you know what? The Lord spoke to me through His Word and showed me things. Not necessarily kooky things, but He sort of helped me put some things and have some understanding of things in my life. That was beautiful. You know? So as you diligently seek the Lord, He will communicate with you. Does God want to communicate with us? Yes or no? We've established that today. Did God make us in His image? Sure. In His likeness, designed us. So God, we also learn from God. Now, wait a minute. If I'm made in His image and His likeness, and I can communicate with others, and He wants to communicate, that means He can communicate, He can hear, He can speak. So we're sort of establishing this. I'm in His image. God wants to talk to me. God wants to communicate with me. And if anything I'm doing today is I'm trying to get you to really be anchored in the Scriptures before we launch out. Are y'all hearing me today? I think it'll help you, too, when you hear other people say things on television and what have you. It is not unusual to have faith. It is absolutely normal for us to have faith. To the child of God, it's absolutely normal for us to believe God without reservation, to totally trust Him, to have confidence in Him. That's where God wants us to be. That really pleases God when we don't question His Word. Okay? Faith comes from believing what? God's Word. This is and must always be the what? Everything must be sifted through what? Period. So when you think you heard something from God, it sure would have helped if you would have known the Word of God to sift it, to make sure that that's right. How many ever thought something that wasn't true? Can I see your hand? Oh, one of you. That's funny. I never thought something wasn't true. It was something in your head. You made it up. And you lived long enough to see you were kooky. Anybody ever done that, son? Am I the only one that does that? We're sinners, man. We also have an adversary of the devil. He's the prince of the power of the air. He's the ruler of the darkness of this world. We just talked about that in this whole series on identifying the enemy and all that kind of stuff. Listen, how many has ever had the devil mess with your mind? Let's say it that way. There we go. See, that's why you need to have the Word. You need to have faith. I got to quit. I'm late, Rod. You're right. We should focus and exercise the what? Instead of being enamored and overly interested in the what? Does unusual happen? Yes, it does happen. And we're going to talk about it. But, unusual should be just that. Unusual. Not the what? Not the norm. For some people, it's always the unusual, the unusual, the unusual, the unusual, the unusual, the unusual. And then whole denominations follow after that, and people run after that. Because it's fun. It's the latest little fad. You hear what God's doing up in Lakeland, or how about up here in Panama City, or wherever? As if God's... Are you kidding me? Can God work in Englewood? Say! Can He work in my house? Yes! That's a bunch of bull to think He's in one spot doing something crazy. Quote me on it. Doesn't bother me, man. Come on. God wants to work in you. He loves you. You matter to Him. Do you matter as much as a preacher? Say yes or no. Flat out! Amen. Come on. Get that down. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He wants to communicate with me. His Word is not just a do's and don'ts. He loves me. He cares for me. Think like that. Are you hearing me? Bank it on the book. Don't be surprised if He doesn't talk to you. Amen? Come on. Don't do it to impress people. Anything like that. Have a relationship with God. Am I done, Raj? Whew. Raj is going, you're done. All right. Let's praise the Lord for His Word. A little bit all over the place, but hopefully we made some ground. Amen? Praise the Lord.